Hello, everyone. Coming from you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, what stays here, well, what happens here stays here, including sometimes your money. Well, that's what they try to do. Yeah, this is Andrew Federer with When Pigs Fly. And come to think of it, pigs are flying, I hear, out in New England. Well, little farmers are out there feeding their chickens. And speaking of which, I heard last night, which I didn't even have a chance to say, that heard there was, we had a full moon. It was one of the largest full moons. I guess it's like what God would be saying to us, kiss my ass. I always wondered about that when people say, hey, we're having nasty weather and it's raining. What's that supposed to mean? So anyway, that was, by the way, the song briefly was Angel in Disguise by Denise Vasquez, which please do check her her site out at myspace.com/Denise Vasquez. There's links to it. It's from her album, Frame of Mind. And I heard she's coming out with some new songs as well, which I'll hopefully be playing soon. And I was coming to think of watching the news and last, and since I have family out in Southern California, and from the fires that are happening out in California, my thoughts and prayers definitely go out to those people who are affected by that. Having lived through that, especially I remember during the 93 when we had the torrential fires that ran through Malibu and Tahunga and all that, and you know, God forbid, because this usually happens right before the rains, and then the rains come, and then they have mudslides, and then earthquakes, and who says California doesn't have four seasons? They even have riots, too, to balance it out. So, and speaking of, by the way, of fires, I heard this, and I have, by the way, put this on my blog site, so if you guys check it out, andrew.myufo.com. I almost pissed in my pants when I saw Fox News put out a statement insinuating, and they were interviewing people, insinuating that the fires were a terrorist action caused by Al-Qaeda. I mean, really, and I suppose Katrina was another terrorist plot as well, and Jesus God. Hey, maybe we should call Downing Street. We need the Avengers with John Sneed and Emma Peel to save our ass. But what do you expect from people who follow Dumbo the Elephant, you know, in the White House? Anyway, it just blew me away. I couldn't believe that. And I have, another announcements for some special guests who are tentatively scheduled. I'm trying to get a confirmation of a date. I have Lynn Granhill, who is the psychic for the Rock and Rollers, you know, like Aerosmith and Motley Crue and et cetera. We're going to set her up. She's going to come on my show. And also, down the line, actually, I'm setting up somebody who was an alien abductee. And he's going to talk about his experience. I'm looking forward to that. So that should be quite interesting. And next show, 2 weeks from today, I will be discussing dreams and going out of body. So that would be a very interesting situation, which I'll explain to you of all the things that happen when you go on dreams and what are and the phenomena about going out of body. And I'm also sort of I'm very excited. I have a book, my sex sequel to When the Angels Have Risen, which you guys all check out, andrewfeder.com. The sequel is called The Heretic, and it's being released within 2 months, and I'm just very excited about that. And I want to wish a happy birthday to Audley. That's Audley Harrison, my son-in-law. And speaking of which, he just had a car accident, and he had some minor surgery on his chest, and hopefully he will be healing as well. And speaking of healings, I have a very special guest that will be coming on very shortly. It seems like lately I've had myself personally surgery to remove some skin cancer, and then I hear people, you know, having surgery on their backs and see, like, accidents and whatnot, and My special guest here is Sun Lily. You guys always hear me talk about her, and, you know, I always stand behind my word. If I promote something, it's because I really like it. I'm not just here to say it. I mean, I just had a healing from her just a couple weeks ago, and I had one before, and I wouldn't say that she was good unless I really mean it, and I'm telling you, she's definitely very special and a true master of the healing. Sun, are you there?
Namaste, Andrew. Yes, I am.
Thank you for coming on my show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I know listeners are listening out there, and when you have a chance, go on the screen. If you down the line have any questions regarding, you know, Reiki or anything, please do call in. The number is listed on there, and just in case, you can't read it and get to the site and you're just sort of watching TV at the same time, or it's 877-876-5227 in the USA, and in Canada, 888-815-9756, or you can call direct 530-876-3222. So, Lily, Sun, I mean, most people, like, when they hear Reiki, they have no clue what that is. I mean, it sort of sounds, you know, it's sort of Japanese, it's foreign. Healings. What is Reiki?
A lot of people, even though Reiki has been around for thousands of years, a lot of people have no clue what it is. And it's a form of energy healing that you use because the universe and the world is made up of energy and our bodies are made up of energy and that's how we function. And just sometimes our body's energy flow is blocked for some reason, and that's why we feel depressed or we don't feel like we have a lot of energy to do a lot of things. And what I do is I pull from the universe's energy all the positive energies and push it through a person's body, which allows to unblock their energy. So I'm not using my energies. I'm not using their energies. I'm just taking from the universe and pushing it through so it unblocks your energies and allows you to feel a lot better. It starts the healing process of your body because our bodies have a natural healing defense system. And sometimes we just, you know, get bogged down about other things in life and we just don't know how to trigger that. So I go in and I trigger that and I relieve the negative energies and push through the positive energies.
Well, how do you do that? I mean, do you pull the energy through you, or do you pull the energy through your hands?
I do pull the energy through me as a being, as an individual. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. Anybody can get trained to do it. It's just being able to communicate to the universe and ask for the energies to come through my body and then through my hands and through the individual that I'm trying to heal.
So it's, but do you, what happens, because everybody is probably, I don't know if people are familiar, they're, you know, of crystal healings and chakra healings. How does that affect, like, chakras or whatnot? I mean, how does that relate to, because I know Reiki, isn't it, sort of is a method used in, I believe, Japan. Is that correct?
Yes, it's used in Japan. That's where it was founded, in Japan. And what it is it coincides with chakras because there's seven chakras. Well, there's more than seven, but seven main chakras in your body that's aligned. And with the energy healing, there's hand placements that we use on each chakra to help push the energy through the system, and it also helps balance your chakras out because your chakras are continuously spinning, and sometimes when you're not balanced, your chakras don't spin, or they're at a slow spin. So the energy helps push through your chakras as well to help that spin. So it's aligning your chakras at the same time.
So Now, how does somebody know, you know, that they really need, you know, Reiki or energy? You said that if they're down, but it seems to me that even when people are not necessarily energy, when they're feeling low in energy or whatnot, wouldn't it seem like, because it's almost like keeping a balance, almost like a preventive medicine, if you want to call it that, basically what it is. It's like
Right. I mean, you should do, you can do self-Reiki, and I do it to myself every day before I wake up, just to help balance out my day. And the more you do your Reiki treatments on yourself or get Reiki treatments, you don't need the long, usually Reiki treatments last like an hour and a half, depending on how, depending if you're ill, depend if you're trying to be healed of a common disease or a symptom, or if you're just trying to, you know, heal your depression or relieve stress. So it just matters. But if you are doing that, then we, you know, I suggest having an hour session, and I suggest, you know, doing it every 2 weeks. Now, if you continuously, then you'll start feeling better. And if you continuously using Reiki, the treatments, the sessions will be shorter, and you can get down to the point where you're doing it on yourself every day so that you are feeling balanced and you are feeling healthy.
But is it better to have somebody do the Reiki on yourself, or is it just the same as if you do it, is it better to have somebody do it to you, or help do it to you, because you're saying you're using the universe's energy, as opposed to yourself doing it?
Right, because you are using the universe's energy, so if you do it to yourself, you're not using your energy whatsoever, you're using the universe energy,
mm-hmm.
So you get the same benefit out of it. A lot of the times, it's easier to have somebody, I have somebody do a Reiki treatment on me once in a while, just because it's easier. I mean, I get to sit there and relax and let somebody else, you know, pull the energy through them. Right. Even when I'm doing the Reiki treatment on somebody, I feel that energy, that positive energy flow through me. So it's like a Reiki treatment on myself, too, which is nice.
Huh. Yeah, that's why I hear, because I know from my past, from learning doing with healings, it's always you draw the energy through you, and it's almost like when you're doing a healing to somebody else, you're actually getting a healing as well.
Right.
I've known some people who, in fact, my past master, before she passed away, my spiritual mom, Janae Sinclair, she used to actually even... not just you, that she actually used to draw in energy, which is really dangerous, but, I mean, she used to heal cancer patients, and unfortunately she ended up getting cancer because she did it so much that she, when you pull it in, you have to know how to pull it out consistently.
Right.
That's why it's really a dangerous way of doing it.
Right, you can get a lot of energy. You always try to ground yourself, and I always ground the individual that I'm working on. I ground them first, I ground myself, and so then you're not taking in the negative energies. And if you take in, like, excess energies, you always try to, shake it off like you're shaking water off or whatever, and it just releases the energies back into the universe.
And what happens... Oh, and I got another thing, because people are probably wondering, well, is Reiki like a religion, or what is it, basically? Okay,
no, it's not a religion. It's a spiritual in nature. There's no belief required in order to have it done on you or even learn how to do the Reiki on anybody else. It has nothing affiliated with religion whatsoever.
Well, I hear we have a caller.
Okay.
Hey, Don, could you put her through, or him, or whoever? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, son. Hi, Andrew. How
Hello.
Are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. I have a question for son.
Yes.
When you're doing Reiki, now, does that work like for... people that have allergies?
It does.
It does, really?
It does.
Because I've had Reiki done many times on my back.
Okay.
But I've never had, I have allergies, and I was just wondering about, does it work,
It does help with your allergies as well, because what it is, it's pushing your positive, energy through to negative, and pushing your negative energies out, and it helps build your defense system as well, so your body's healing, and we all have a natural ability to heal ourselves.
Right.
You know, and sometimes whenever we get sick, like whenever I get sick, my mother-in-law, she's a nurse, and she's like, are you taking something for it? I'm like, no, it's just going to run its course. And while doing the Reiki on myself, it helps boost my energy more, and it helps relieve the negative energies out of my body, so I start to heal a lot quicker.
Uh-huh.
Allergies are taking a toll on us right now because of the season change. And my husband, he's like, oh, my gosh, he's sneezing all the time and everything. And he's like, why aren't you feeling it? And I was like, well, because, you know, I'm doing the Reiki on myself every morning. And if you want me to do Reiki on you and show you how to do it, then we can. So it's helping him with his allergy as well. There's also other things that you can use to help promote. As when you do your Reiki, if you have it done with somebody or if you do it on yourself, also, are you here locally in Las Vegas?
Excuse me?
Are you here locally in Las Vegas? Where are you located?
I'm in Massachusetts. I'm far away.
If you have, I'm in holistic therapy as well. So if you do the Reiki and if you eat like local honey,
yes,
that would help with your allergies as well.
I have a local Reiki that I've been going to, for my back, but I never went for allergies, so I was just curious about that.
Yes, so express.
She could show me how to do it on myself?
Yes, there's ways that you can do it on yourself and different hand positions. I'm going to put that up on my website at epichealing.com. And if you want to check out my website, that should be up.
I did. It is absolutely awesome. It's an awesome website. And,
oh, thank you so much.
It really is. And you're awesome too, Andrew. You know, both of you are. I'm amazed.
Thank I'm you. Amazed. It took me a while to work on it, and I like that.
It's a really good website.
Thank you.
It is.
So
you're
I will
very
go ahead
smart.
And I'll put the hand positions up there for self Reiki. And I also do distant healings as well. And if you want to talk to your Reiki master that you use there, I don't want to steal any clients or anything. And ask her, him, if they can show you some hand movements for your own Reiki. And you can always just open yourself up to the universe and say, I'm asking for positive energies to run through my body to help heal. The universe is always open to anybody and everybody. So if you just call upon it, it'll help.
Right.
Another way is if you've never held the energy in your hands before, you don't know what it feels like, it's really easy. I do this with my younger students. I work with little kids teaching them Reiki. If you, clap your hands together, like, one time really hard, and then pull it apart slowly, and then start pushing your hands back together. You'll feel like if you put two magnets together and you know how one side it clings together, the other side they like try to push away.
Yeah.
If you do that with your hands and you feel that pushing away and you're creating an energy ball, and then you get a sense of what the energy will feel like. So
right.
And you can make the ball really, really big, and it just takes a little bit of practice. Sometimes people get it at first. But you just rub your hands together, do one huge clap, and then just start pulling your hands away and then pushing it closer together, and you'll feel this ball. And then just spread your hands a little bit more, and then you can make a bigger ball. And you
can
use that form. That's how you can feel the energy. And then you can start going around.
So it's like energy Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Energy Play-Doh.
You're getting used to what the energy feels like. And you will be able to, go to, plants and, feel the the resistance on a plant, on animals, things like that. And then just make sure, like, you shake your hands afterwards. Make sure you shake your hands, because if you continue to have that energy, I promise you're going to have static all over you. Yeah, I was teaching my husband one time when we were doing it on the couch. Our couch is
well, we get static here anyways, no, from the rugs. So
the energy's there. So, yeah, if you want to do energy healings on yourself.
Yes, I would, I'd like to try that.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and put that on the website, too. I'll go ahead and up that today.
I'm going to keep checking your website, because, I, like I said, I did this morning, and it is absolutely awesome. It really is. Really cool.
Thank you so much. You know, I'll put it under the Reiki training. And then I'll just put a link probably down at the body, bottom, that would say something like, you know, self-Reiki treatment. And
is that, would that be the distant Reiki? Is that what I was looking at? Or
Nope, it'll be the navigation bar that goes across, and it'll say Holmes and Lily Reiki. What is Reiki? Reiki treatment, Reiki and kids, and then right there, Reiki training. You'll click on Reiki training, and then I'll put it. I'll put a link down at the bottom, and you can click on that, and then I'll have
to. Because there is numbers to get a hold of you. I saw that, too.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for letting me spend
this
time talking to you. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
My privilege.
So, go ahead.
You both have a good day now.
Thank you. You have a spiritual day, okay?
I will try.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, and if anybody out there else wants to call in, please do feel free. And also, if you want, you can, down at the end of the show, you can contact me directly or Sun, and she'll leave you her contact information as well. Sun, so speaking of which, when you're doing methods, because, I mean, I never really was personally taught Reiki. I was learning, utilizing it directly with through crystals and mainly through bringing the hands. I used to have one of my, like I said, Janae and her husband, who was a famous mystic, Elliot Ellis, he used to have me sit there. Like, I'm telling you, I used to go, I was like, I don't know, it's like Karate Kid stuff. Anyway, stuff I didn't know why I was doing it, but they go, I could find out later on why I was doing it. But he actually, they used to have me do, and he had this special, like, thing, had, like, a piece of metal, a strip on the middle of it.
Right.
And it was electronic. And what I'd do is pull the energy from my head, and I'd turn this little spindle around. It would spin.
Right.
With having my hands on each side. And by focusing, bringing the energy on one hand to the other, it would go, I learned to do it clockwise, and then you have to learn to do a count, stop it, and go counterclockwise. And you watch the speed, and it clicks on how many rotations per whatever, and that's how you would judge you're doing it right. And they used to have me do that all the time. I mean,
a lot of people can't see the energy, so they don't believe. So a lot of people, it's hard for them to understand that, yes, Reiki is a form of energy healing that actually heals the body, and they can't see it. But if somebody gets the Reiki treatment, they can definitely feel it. And when I work with kids, you know, we do the energy ball that you can feel it. And for them to see it, there's this method that we use with wire hangers. And we cut two apart, and we have somebody try to bring in the energy, and they take these wire hangers, which are... We cut them so they're at an angle, and there's two pieces, and the little kids hold them inside a pipe, and these wire hangers will move towards the energies. And it's not like hooked up to anything; it's just hooked up to yourself, and you know it tries to go towards where you know the greater energy is. So then the children are able to. This energy at work.
Wow. That's a pretty cool way of doing it.
Right.
Yeah, most people don't understand. I mean, just because you don't see it, I mean, there's like wavelengths. I mean, when you look at quantum physics, we don't necessarily see the wavelengths that are running into the phone systems and things, but they're out there. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It does exist, obviously. And then, by the way, that's been proven, by the way, in quantum physics. And if ever people question whether what is our soul, whether our energy and all that, definitely watch the movie What the Bleep Do You Know, or What the Bleep Do We Know, because that actually shows in a mythologically where specifically what Sun is talking about, or I'm inferring, and I've done in past shows about energy and all that, because we are consistently connected, and so when you're pulling in energy, it's just sitting out there, and which I'll get into one day on a show about that too, because there's different forms of pulling in energy, and some things can be done negatively, and some things are done more of a positive thing, but this is definitely a positive. And Reiki, INRC is more utilizing almost like the yin and yang. It's almost like, it reminds me of utilizing the meridian. It's running through, energy running through your body, and
acupuncture.
Yeah, like acupressure and acupuncture has meridians, and they're touching energy points on the body.
Right.
It seems like Reiki, it is utilizing the same methodology, but a different way of doing it.
Well, the acupuncture and touching the points on the body is because even though we talk about chakras and we talk about seven chakras, those are just our main chakras throughout our bodies, but we have chakras throughout our whole entire body, and with the acupuncture and the acupressure, you're actually touching a chakra in your body, and that's how it's done.
And those people who are listening, when they're picturing who don't know what chakras are, they're basically, you can think of them as, even though things are infinite, they are actually vortexes in your energy system within your soul and along your physical body as well. Those little vortexes are points of energy, of meridians, a multitude of energies connecting into that point. So when they you visualize a chakra, if you want to put it so you have a picture of it, it would almost look like a cone in a way. So imagine millions, a multitude of cones on these little, all around your body, as well as these big major ones. And now I'm putting it in a finite level, but it's not really finite. It's more infinite. And the vortex is just to that very point.
Right.
So what is, I know there's different methodologies within Reiki. What are like the different techniques that exist around the world? I know there's differences in forms even within Japan as opposed to even, I think, China or in the Orient, I know they do, or the Far East, they do different methods.
They do. I study Dr. Usiu. I study his Reiki just because he was the founder of it. And what he did was he had taught a few people his method, and then after he passed away, the students had taught a few more people, and once that was taught and brought into the western part of the States, a lot of people had put their own thing on the Reiki, and their way of their hand positions and more symbols. There's only four symbols for the traditional Reiki, and I always practice the traditional Reiki because I believe that in certain things, tradition should be kept a specific way. There are tons of different types of Reiki out there. I haven't studied them all. There's a Tibetan Reiki, a Shambhala Reiki, the Tara May Reiki. There's tons out there, and I just don't really go into trying to learn what they're doing.
So it's like just basically style, almost like
it. It,
like,
it is. It's
style. Basically the same thing, but it's almost like, and I hate to put this in this way, but it's like everybody, even when people don't realize, religions are all pretty much the same, whether prayer or like mechanics of it. It's all the same. It's just different styles of it. Whether it's like people who do a mantra or do a prayer.
Right.
Are basically doing the same thing but in a different style because they can relate to it better. And,
right.
It's just, and everybody has their own way. We're all
different
leaves on the same tree, so but it's the same thing. But how can, and then this is get to like, if somebody has a particular situation with their health, for example, and by the way, I advise people when they use any kind of methods, don't just, do this, utilizing spiritual healing should be complemented with your medical healing as well, whether you see a doctor or whatever. And you should do both, not one or the other, both. If you just do medical healing, you should definitely do spiritual healing. In the same sense, you should also, besides just doing spiritual healing, you still should do physical healing because they complement one another. But how would somebody, let's say if they're in some serious, like we had our previous guest, she said she had a back problem or something, or me with, I had, a neck injury from a car accident, how would that therapy, if I was doing a healing, how would that help heal it faster? Like, if you were to go to, the energy with it, what would it basically, what would start happening to help me heal?
During a session, we as healers don't choose where our hand position goes. Our the energy is, when we feel it go through us, the energy is drawn to a particular area on somebody's body, and the length of it there is, might be, like if you have pain on your back, so if I do energy healing and I'm working on the crown or your head, I might probably stay there for a little while, but if I go to your back and that's where I think that you need, or I feel that you need the healing, I would probably stay there longer, until the energy pretty much tells me that it's done and I will feel like a sense of relief, so that I can move on. And this helps because you get, the energy will stay there longer and focus on that certain area a little bit longer, to try to get the healings, your body's natural healing to start healing itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
But like, if we get down to the pinpoints of it, let's say, like I was saying, like healing their neck, and you have that, you're talking the actual mechanics of doing it. What is exactly happening? With the healing that's happening, let's say on my neck, and I had like two levels of titanium stuck in my neck, so I'm sort of part Borg here. The process of healing, like if you're doing healing on my neck, for example, or whatever, what would actually happen in the energy? What would those energies be doing? Would they be like telling the cells or generating the cells or to start healing itself? Or what?
It's not actually the cells. What it is because our bodies are made up of energies. Our bodies are made up of energies. And when I feel the energy go through my body and through my hands onto that particular area, you'll get this warm sensation. On my hands, they'll get like really, really hot, and then the receiver should feel the warmth as well. And what it's doing is the energy is flowing through, and the warmer it gets, the more energy is pushing through to help. So it's like flushing something out. So, like, if you have a clogged drain, and the more that you...
So you're, like, you're doing it like you're a Roto-Rooter.
Right. So I'm like a Roto-Rooter in somebody's body, pulling, pushing the hair clog out. And it's not just pushing it down, but it's pushing it out of the body. So once that clog is being released, then the energies of your body is able to go in there and start healing itself, and that's with of course, you know, your tissues, your cells, your immune system, everything starts flowing and healing. Your defense system becomes a little stronger. And just because after you're done with the session doesn't mean that, you know, it stops the healing process. Your body continues to heal itself, and the energy and the Reiki energy is still in your body. And that's why we tell you, you know, you can go 2-3 weeks between the sessions to heal, because your body will continue healing itself after your session.
And what happens with, you know, I was just curious, because
okay.
I have animals and, you know, I've got pets. Animals, pets.
Right.
I know people out there who, if they do have pets, and some people even call their plants pets. How is Reiki even can be utilized with animals? If you're like animal, you know, do people actually do Reiki with their pets? I'm just curious because, you know, they obviously, you do it with humans. I know energies are with your animals, but.
Right, anything that's living, you can do Reiki on. So be it plants, animals, humans, and animals love the Reiki. They love it. They can feel the energy. Animals have that sense of feeling things before it happens, just like they know, like, when an earthquake's going to happen. They get, you know, stirred up and everything, because then they can feel that energy coming. And when I do Reiki, if I do it either beyond my kids or my family, my friends, and if I have my pets, they always get drawn toward it, and I have to pretty much lock them out. But they feel it, and it's an awesome feeling. They feel it more than humans feel it, because we have so much stuff going on in our minds and everything, and animals, they have a relaxing life, unless being abused or if they're fighting an illness. And
maybe they're drawn to the light energy from doing that. You know, when you're increasing your vibration,
they are.
You know, they'll tend
really
to draw to it, because it sounds almost like, because when I know, when I do sort of self healings, but when I go out of body, I go in a meditative state and I'll go out. My cats, I have 3 cats. And they'll, like, particularly one, and my, I have one specifically, will go right next to me, and then I have another cat, a female, that she's just, like, all the time be circling around, and, of course, I have another male cat that's sort of dumb. She doesn't even know what the hell's going on anyway. But they usually, they'll go, like, start circling and get real close, particularly
right,
one of them.
Because they love that energy. It's a calm.
Yeah, and,
it's
like, you know,
feeling.
What's, you know, and just more and more, almost like trying to bug me in a way. But, and I notice that when I do that. And but I also tend to notice that also weird things happen, like when you do healings on... Like when you do like a healing with me,
right?
You know, weird things happen. Like I notice, and I notice even when I do my own healings on myself or meditations. But I notice when you did a healing with me, certain people start attracting to you. But then also, some people will actually be totally repelled, if I put it nicely.
Right.
And it's sort of interesting when that happens, because it's like almost when you light up. You know, like sage or something, you're doing a cleansing, and then you got the negative energy out. And I notice that even people around you,
people
they'll draw in people
energy.
Who are positive,
right.
and draw out the people who are walking toward more dark energy, it seems like.
Yeah, so it's protecting your body, too, and it's protecting you, because you're filled with positive energies, and because the negative energies were pushed away, And because even though, you know, you had your Reiki session probably, you know, a couple of days ago, it still pushed the negative energies out. So anybody that's around you that's negative, it does. It pushes them away, which helps because that's how it helps
and it attracts the people who are more positive, too, you know, it seems like, too. Even though they don't believe it, but they do.
It does. It really does. And you can see it. Once you get a Reiki treatment, you can see how it does pull in positive people, positive things into your lives. And that helps with a lot of people that are dealing with stress and depression. Because once they start seeing it and feeling it and believing it, they'll notice that, hey, you know what? These negative things that were in my life before are not affecting me this way, and it helps them heal themselves as well, to the point where they start feeling really good about themselves. And whenever I talk to people that are like, you know, suffering with depression or taking medication for depression, I always tell them, try something first before you do the medication, because you don't know what the side effects are
right.
in the long run. And with
especially
with Reiki,
the drug natural. Companies, they leave out the little small little things. Oh, take this drug to help your cholesterol, but it might cause you problems with your liver.
right. That's what that's what it was with me. And
or make you. I don't want to get sexual here, but for guys, it might affect you that way too. But there's another thing I wanted to bring up too, and I think it's really important because I bring it up in my show, because I've had in almost every show I bring it up about self-worth and self-esteem. And I believe that when you're doing the healings on people and you're whatever, you're actually bringing up their vibrations. And if you bring up people's vibrations, you're lifting out all the, you know, the, I'm sure you probably have had people cry or tears come out and all that pain come out of them. And by doing that, it's releasing all that, the negative stuff. But by releasing all the negativity and increasing their vibrations within their own matrix,
right.
Their self-worthiness and self-esteem goes further up. And therefore, they will obviously make different choices because now their, you know, self-worthiness is going further up.
Right. They find the self-love that they have for themselves that they don't feel or haven't felt before or in a long time. And that does, their vibrations do go up to a higher level, and they start feeling really, really good about themselves. So they're not down on themselves, and pretty much they don't let people bring them down.
So, like, if people were to, and, you know, like I said, people asked me at past shows, I had one, I was one time talking about integrity and self-worth. I remember I had one guest come up, caller call in, this was a long time ago, asked me, well, what do you do? And I said, well, you look in the mirror. And I said, well, I mentioned a couple of people who, you know, they have classes that teach self-esteem and all that. But a very spiritual way of doing it is utilizing your methods of Reiki and healing, which is like really down, gets to the nut core, and it will raise your vibration and help heal you in the long term. And you'll see the effects. I mean, everybody goes through their karmic events up and down through their immediate life and what their choices were.
Right.
But it gives you the opportunity to make better choices down the line. As it's like, if you're walking into a water, you go swimming and you got a bunch of weights on your legs, it's a little harder to swim and make
right.
proper choices when you're swimming, as opposed to if you get healed and you get those weights removed from your legs, it's a lot. You feel lighter and easier to swim. Therefore, you can choose how to swim. It's almost like a surfer now. You're able to pick which wave, just not jump on any wave and ride that particular wave. You can choose, hit down the pipeline and not just get swallowed up in some tidal wave. I mean, you get to choose, and it's easier to choose, and then your vibrations lift it up. You know, even in a society, if every person around the world, their vibrations were lifted up, I think politically and socially, people would have a different outlook on things. I mean,
definitely would have a different outlook on things.
Yeah,
making a better choice.
You would appreciate if you learned your self-worth and self-worth. And I'm not talking about not being narcissistic and, you know, selfish that way. I'm saying if, you know, people don't realize you come into your embodiment in your own body at this particular lifetime, one first thing more important than anything is really to heal yourself. And I'm not saying, you know, you don't go help other people, but if you don't help and learn to heal yourself, you'll never be able to go out and help heal other people because you will be their own drawback. I mean,
right.
If you don't help heal yourself, it's like if a mother is an alcoholic and she's out there going out there and working, taking her kids, and that alcoholism is going to affect her some down line and going to affect her kids. I don't care how long she lives with it, you know.
That's how a lot of relationships are, and a lot of because a lot of people come to me about their relationships and their problems with their relationship, and you know, one of my first questions is, do you love yourself? Because you know, they wonder how come their immediate other doesn't love them or doesn't show them if you know the love and everything, and you have to love yourself. You have to, you know, appreciate yourself and who you are, no matter what you've done in the past or what you know. What you do, but if you love yourself and you accept yourself and appreciate yourself, then you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to go out of your way to do good to yourself. And then at that time, after you feel that, then you're going to want to feel good and love somebody else. But you know, a lot of people think it's so much easier to love somebody else than to love yourself. And it's really important to love yourself because once you do love yourself, you make the right choices for yourself and for whatever happens in your life.
So it's our basic goes hand in hand.
Yes.
And by the way, you do give readings, right? When you do call in, when people, you do healings and whatnot.
I do. I do what the universe tells me. There's a lot when you do your Reiki training, you learn to enhance your psychic abilities. And you will get messages. You'll get tons of messages, especially if you're doing a healing. And if somebody doesn't know they're sick or if they have cancer or if they have some type of illness, it's not because we're not doctors. We're not able to say, hey, you know, you got cancer or...
But you can, like, hey, you watch out for this. This might be coming up or...
Right. If a sickness is coming on, that's fine. If it's something that's you know, really, really serious, we always... and you'll know if you go to a Reiki... if you go to Reiki Master and you get a Reiki healing, and if they say you need to go talk to a doctor or we really think that you should go see a doctor, then... That's because we know something, but we're not able to say it because we can't diagnose you, but we know it because we're psychic and we're told, and you should really go see a doctor. So if you ever get anybody out there that's listening, if you ever go to a Reiki master and get a treatment and they suggest, you know, you really need to see a doctor, then don't hesitate and go see a doctor and also continue your treatments with your Reiki master because they can help you heal because they already know what's wrong with you. Other minor things, you know, we get messages all the time, you know, to warn you or to let you know, that something's going on. And that we can sit there and tell you, like, after your session, sometimes they'll tell you during your sessions, if it's something that's constant, if it's like the same message that I'm receiving over and over again during the whole entire session, then I'll probably say something during the session. Otherwise, I always say something after the session. Like I did this treatment on this one person, and I told him, I said, you need to drink water. And he's like, what are you talking about? I haven't drank water in like years. And he's like, I get water from like juices or whatever. And I said, no, you need to drink straight water, and next thing you know, he didn't drink water. He's in the, you know, he's riding the ambulance to the hospital, and they don't know what was wrong with him at all. But
anyway, he dehydrating.
They hooked up an you know, a lot of people don't understand the benefits of water. They think that, you know, water is, you know, people just say, oh, you should drink water, but water has It's natural. It's from the earth. It helps cleanse and it helps detox your body. And it's very important. If you look at a raisin, that's what your cells look like if you're not hydrating yourself. So water is very, very important. And when I do my Reiki sessions, I always offer water. Or if I don't bring water, I always tell them, you know, to bring water after the session.
Yeah, that's like there's a quick mythology that, God, I'm going to tell a trick. There's people who out there medicate herbs. A quick way of getting that cloudiness is actually taking a quick shower. Not even a bath, actually a shower, because it actually helps open up your, clean out the, their field, because their field gets all clouded up from their medication.
Right.
But that's another thing, our time is running short. I highly suggest people who proud to have Reiki do not go get high or get drunk before they go do it.
We always ask you if you want to do a Reiki session if you do take. If you smoke, if you drink, if you do street drugs, to stop like 3 days before we do it. I'm not asking you to completely stop if you're addicted, but if you want to get healed, if you want to feel the healing, if you want to help yourself, you need to stop doing whatever you're doing for 3 days just to clean out your body just a little bit so that the Reiki and the energy healings can go through and heal you.
And I got one last thing before we start closing out.
Okay.
I want to ask you is, and I already went into it a little bit with self-esteem and some politics of it. How do you, because I know coming from me, because I'm getting so voiceful here, how do you feel your healing or utilizing Reiki or just any healing will affect humanity on a whole?
On a whole,
mm-hmm.
You know, with the healing, it makes you feel better about yourself, and it gives you a boost of energy, and this energy that you feel, you want to go out and share it with a lot of people. So if people can just pull in the energy and the positive energy that's around them, so be it Reiki, so be it crystal healings, whatever that they can draw positive energy throughout, you will feel this heighten. It's like a natural high that you get, and you want to go out and share it with other people. And if, you know, everybody's feeling this awesome energy, then they're going to want to do good with a lot of people that's around them. And I think with this positive outlook on life and wanting to share it will help with humanity, because you're out there, you want to do something good, and if everybody comes together...
Including helping us stop our global warming situation.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm totally all for green and living and saving, you know, Earth and preserving it. And a lot of more companies are out there that are doing it, but then there's a lot more companies out there that I believe, you know, are just trying to make money off of it, and I try to stay away from that part of it. But if everybody does something for the environment and for yourself and for, you know, Earth, then we would be in a better place. You know, we only have one planet to live on, and, you know,
yeah.
We only have one...
We just got one ship, and if we sink it, we're screwed.
Right. So, you know, if it's not for us, if you think, oh, you know, it doesn't matter because I'm going to die, I believe that we always come back and live another life.
Yep.
And if you don't believe that, believe that, you know, you have children that live that life, and then you'll have grandchildren too. So
they'll inherit it too.
A long time. Yeah. Humans
so, because I think we start closing, we're at the bottom here, and I want, if you can, tell everybody out, all our guests who are listening, and this, by the way, I want to thank our guests who are out there, guests who are, and assuming future listeners and listeners who are listening out there, if you could tell them how to get in contact with you, and if you have any questions or what, or check out your website. I know you mentioned it, but go ahead and I guess,
yes,
reiterate that.
They can check out my website if they have any questions on energy healings, crystal healings, chakra alignment. I also do, you know, I train people that are interested in doing Reiki for themselves, and that's www.epichealing.com. You can also reach me by email at sun@epichealing.com or by phone at 702-716-5822. And I would love to answer anybody else's questions if they have any more questions in regards to what I do or if they're interested.
Okay. Hey, I want to thank Sun for having me coming on my show. I know our time is now come to a close. I've just been warned. Sun, thank you for coming on my show. And
thank you so much.
And I want to wish everybody a happy Halloween, and hopefully we have time they can listen to, close out with Devil's Suitcase, and God bless everyone, and I wish you a great week. Yeah.